the reaction to the announcement by the Provisional Electoral Council of the results has been a mixed one. The first round of the presidential election took place on the 25th of October. There were 54 candidates on the list, and in keeping with the Constitution and the electoral decree, only two candidates may proceed to the second round, which is scheduled for December the 27th. So there are a number of candidates who have made allegations of fraud. The council did set up a commission and asked persons making these allegations to present submissions to it. The council did receive 116 submissions, of which 43 were deemed to be admissible. There are, of course, some people who still continue to call for what has been referred to as an independent commission to look into the questions of fraud.
The Haitian National Police, they've received a lot of support and training from the UN mission in preparation for this ongoing election process. How would you say their performance has been so far?
The UN mission for stabilization in Haiti has, as part of its mandate, support for the Haitian National Police for its professionalization and modernization. So we have worked with the HNP even before this electoral process. We believe that the Haitian National Police is well embarked and fully on the road to assuming more and more the tasks that are required of it, and we therefore will continue in this light.
Tell us, what is the importance for Haiti of the elections at this particular time?
The Haitian Parliament has been dysfunctional since January of this year. Only 10 senators of a 30-member Senate group now sit in the parliament, and that is not a quorum by any means. So these elections are important to ensure that the additional 20 members of the Senate are elected, and also to ensure that the lower house, the Chamber of Deputies, which numbers 119 members, are also elected, so that the parliament can resume its normal institutional functioning by January of 2016. The term of office of the President of the Republic will come to an end on February the 7th, and so the election at this time of a President of the Republic is designed to ensure that a new head of state assumes office in keeping with the constitutional schedule by 7th of February 2016. Elections in the municipalities have not taken place for some 4 years or more, and so elections to fill the seats in the 140 municipalities in the country are also part of this election schedule 2015, along with elections for the local authorities and the city delegates.